My dark hour indeed. Welcome to Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Co-host Jeff Siegel's in Dallas. Oh, we got it going right away this week. We're back in the vault. The Steve Miller Band with My Dark Hour. Early Steve Miller music to get us going this week. We're in a mood this week, aren't we, Jeff?
Rick, we are in a very, very, very much of a mood this week. Hot summer. The news is lousy. People are dying for absolutely no reason at all. And the only thing I can think of as an antidote is we have to go see the doctor of rock and roll and see if he can prescribe something for what ails.
Time for our rock and roll weekly rock and roll therapy session here. But I'll tell you, my friend, we are in a classic Ivory Towers radio mood. We actually maybe haven't been in one of these moods since, I don't know, it's maybe the entire year. We haven't been this far down in the well, but we are ready to cure your ills.
I think we should probably, without further ado, don't you think?
Nothing like going right to the prescription early.
From the vault, it's Cover Me.
The beast in me is caged by frail and fragile bars, restless by day and by night, rants and rages at the stars. God help the beast in me. The beast in me has had to learn to live with pain and how to shelter from the rain. And in the twinkling of an eye, might have to be restrained. God help the beast in me. Sometimes it tries to kid me that it's just a teddy bear, and even somehow manage to vanish in the air. And that is when I must beware of the beast in me, that everybody knows. They've seen him out dressed in my clothes, patently unclear if it's New York or New Year. God help the beast in me. The beast in me.
Johnny Cash, The Beast in Me, on Cover Me on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. That's a cover of the Nick Lowe song that the Man in Black did on American Recordings in 1994, the record that put Johnny Cash back on the radio and remade his reputation. And Rick, I could say about 12 things there about how wrong it is that A, Johnny Cash had to get a record so he could get played on the radio again and had to remake his reputation. But I'll just let the music speak for itself.
Well, we know we have been great supporters of Mr. Cash on this particular show. Unfortunately, most of it posthumously, but we love our Johnny Cash, and we think that he belongs on rock radio. And these days, occasionally, you actually can hear him on rock radio, which is great. And part of that is because of that series of records that he did, as you mentioned, starting there in the mid-90s. And doing a lot of rock and roll covers, but in his inimitable way.
I think perhaps the word inimitable was invented for Johnny Cash.
Maybe so, maybe so. And interesting, didn't Mr. Lowe, wasn't he part of the Carter Cash family at one particular
He was married to Carlene Carter, who was June Carter's daughter from a previous marriage. It didn't last very long, but Nick produced a Carlene Carter album. So yeah, they're all related, all one way or another, which is odd to believe.
Well, one of the reasons we're in a mood this week for folks who need filling in is, Jeff, you were going to go see one of our favorite crossover artists this week, Emmylou Harris, down in Dallas, and something happened to you down there, and I heard you had a run-in. I heard you had a run-in with the racket known as Ticketmaster.
See, even Milo's upset. Milo's here this week, and he's very upset. Emmylou had to cancel. Apparently, there was a death in her family. And so we got spiffed up. I put on one of my good hats, drove down to see the show. Saw the big sign, says show's canceled. I said, well, let's see. Ticketmaster, state of the art. This is 2008. Wonder why they couldn't tell me ahead of time that the show was canceled. Hey, it's Ticketmaster. So anyway, got home the next day, got an email from Ticketmaster saying, the show that you had bought tickets for on August 5th has been canceled. So they let me know on August 6th. So I thought that was very nice of them. And here's the best part, Rick. They told me, I could wait for my refund, and I would get it eventually. So my question is, it took them 12 seconds, 9 seconds, 30 seconds, however long, to charge my credit card. We should start an Ivory Towers contest, Ivory Towers radio contest, on how long it will take for them to refund my credit card.
What does the winner get if they guess right?
Oh, we've probably got some Ivory Towers music here someplace, don't we? I bet you we do. I'll tell you what. If we want to do a contest, I'll give the email address in a second. Somebody wants to guess how long it's going to take Ticketmaster to refund my credit card? Or, better yet, if you've got a great Ticketmaster story, we've probably got a CD or something sitting around here in the Ivory Tower vault somewhere, don't we?
I'm sure we could rustle one up.
So there you go. Send us an email. Make a guess on how long Ticketmaster will take to refund my credit card. Or send us your own horrible Ticketmaster experience. Our email address is ivorytowersradio@att.net. That's Ivory Towers, TOWERZ radio, all one word, at att.net.
Vietnam vet with a cardboard sign sitting there by the left turn line, a flag on his wheelchair flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free.
No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. And that big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills. But they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. You see those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot. Cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack. Just busted concrete and rusted tracks. Empty storefronts around the square. There's a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. The bar's still open, but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd gets thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. In the magazine she found on the floor of the laundromat. A woman with kids can forget all that. If she comes up pregnant, what'll she do? Forget the career, forget about school. Can she live on faith, live on hope? High on Jesus or hooked on dope? When it's way too late to just say no, you can't make it here anymore. Like the ones we made before, except this one came from Singapore. I guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away. I can see them all now, they haunt my dreams. All lily white and squeaky clean. They never known want, they never known need. The shit don't stink and the kids won't bleed. The kids won't bleed in the damn little war. And we can't make it here anymore. They can join the Air Force or join the Corps if they can't make it here anymore. to admit it or not. You can read it in the paper, read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo and look us in the eye. Call us on a cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, or Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains. It's done closed down along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. Dust devils dance in the noonday heat. There's rats in the alley and trash in the street. Gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.
street. This is not my house. That is not my bed. This is not my town. Another day, another night. Another night, another day. I want to go home. I can't find the way. The levee broke, but the water came. Rose all the way up to my roof. Crawled up there and cried. What else could I do? Another day, another night. Another night, another day. Thank you.
Mary Gaucher, Can't Find the Way, on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. And that music in that set was all about the mood we're in, the dark, depressing mood. But some pretty darn good music, if you ask me. Gaucher's song is from 2007, a terrific, terrific album called Between Daylight and Dark. She's a legit Cajun, and that song is as good as you'll hear about the horrible disaster of Hurricane Katrina and the human cost and how the people in charge decided, hey, it's just Louisiana, who cares? Started off with James McMurtry, We Can't Make It Here. That's from Childish Things in 2005. And yes, James McMurtry is the son of the novelist Larry McMurtry. And in the middle, Steve Earle, Red is the Color, Grammy winner for Best Folk in 2007. And Rick, is that the longest set I've ever played on Ivory Towers Radio? Say nothing of being the most depressing.
It's certainly right up there in the most depressing, but it's a very truthful set. And we're going to have more truths coming up later in the show. And sometimes you just can't shy away from staring truth in the face. As far as the longest set that you've ever programmed, I don't know, I didn't put a clock to it, but it's more like a Rockwell set, I would say.
I was going to say, that's a little longer than 9 or 10 minutes, which is my usual. Hey, if it's longer than 3 minutes, it's too long. You said something there I just want to make a comment on, and then we can move on, because we've got some great music, and I don't want to waste too much time being cranky. But the truth will set you free, and it's about time in the United States of America that we took our heads out of the sand and we started realizing what the truth was. And hopefully we can play some music here on the Underground Podcast and it'll help people see the truth and can so they can be set free.
As usual, I think the music is right in line and speaks for us more than we can ourselves. And so Jackson Browne is going to take us to Casino Nation.
Gleaming faces in the checkout counter at the Church of Fame. The lucky winners cheer Casino Nation. And how those not on TV only have themselves to blame. And don't quite seem to understand the way the hammer shapes the hand. Spread DC to daylight, the cowboy mogul rides. Never worry where the gold for all his glory's gonna come from. Get along, doggies, it's coming out of your eyes. Intentional cultivation of a criminal class. The future lit by brightly burning bridges. And justice
fully clothed to hide the heart of glass that shatters in a thousand ruby ridges. And everywhere the good prepare for perpetual war. Let the weapon shape the plan, the way the hammer shapes the hand, the way the hammer shapes the hand, the way the hammer shapes the hand.
Pretty nice. Sinbad and his sails. But 935 fictions cut your hair as that down to size. Many more nights in Arabia thanks to 935 lies. 935 falsehoods told by a leading guys. Eyes of steel, tongues of fork, 935 lies. Pinocchio's nose kept growing, 'cause he refused to get wise. So a round of applause for the size of the schnoz that told 935 lies. Couple hundred thousand Iraqis said their early goodbyes. It's a gift that keeps on giving thanks to 935 lies. 935 falsehoods told by our leading guys. Eyes of steel, tongues of fork, 935 lies.
All new music, giving you the state of the nation this week on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music, and this week it's a little bit of politics mixed in, not the whole show, but a little bit of politics. And that last one there, Jeff, from one of your favorites, Derek Smalls, he who used to be in Spinal Tap. Actually, for those who know, it's not Derek Smalls. It's Harry Shearer, who often masquerades as Derek Smalls, but that's the latest from Harry Shearer, one of the songs that he uses on his show out in California. He has a public radio comedy show out in California, and I used to listen when I lived in L.A. It's a great piece, and that's his latest, 935 Lies, that apparently, as is typical with Harry, he has taken something out of the headlines that apparently the Bush administration told all of those lies, and that's what we're left with. All those Iraqis who checked out early, as Harry makes note. We started off with Jackson Browne, his own commentary on the state of the nation, this one, Casino Nation, from his little-noticed second volume of acoustic works that came out this week. Actually, not this week, but earlier this year. I'm thinking ahead to what did come out this week, which is the new Randy Newman. Wonderful music from Randy Newman with Piece of Pie. And I have to make note, it is very rare to hear a song that actually also gives a music review. And Randy Newman not only does one music review in that piece, but two. And I don't know what you think, but I think he's a little tough on Jackson Browne.
Well, I can't decide if he's being tough on Jackson Browne or if he's noting that in Hollywood, in pop music, there are very few people who are continuous and steady and fighting the good fight. Say what you will about Jackson Browne, he has been political since the 80s. And maybe that, I'll give Randy the benefit of the doubt that maybe that's what he's talking about.
I'm not sure. Maybe it's that Jackson Browne gets noticed for these things and Randy Newman's been singing these sort of songs all the way along too and doesn't get as much notice. But
well, I could tell you the reason for that. Randy Newman doesn't have any hits save one. Jackson Browne, when we started doing this all those years ago, there was no one bigger than Jackson Browne, and I don't think it's any coincidence, Rick, that Jackson Browne's career fell off the charts as soon as he started getting political.
Well, that is true, and the more political he got, it may also have something to do with the fact that he started dating people like Daryl Hannah. But we won't go into that.
I will also note one thing. If I had not known that was Jackson Browne, I would not have recognized him. His voice has not held up very well over the years, has it?
Well, it's you can hear the age on him, but interestingly enough, he sounds right in there with the folkies that we have been playing on this particular show, and maybe his voice isn't cut out for rock and roll anymore, but I think it's more cut out for that acoustic stripped-down sound that he's using these days.
Can I make a plug here for that Randy Newman album?
Please plug it, but I will also note that it's right up there in the Amazon Top 10 as soon as it came out.
It's fabulous, and Piece of Piece of Pie is Piece of the Pie is not only a great song, but there's a little bit longer song that is actually funnier called A Few Words in Defense of Our Country. And I couldn't with a straight face when I was trying to figure out what to play. I had to go for Piece of the Pie. A Few Words in Defense of Our Country. Our listeners will have to listen to that in the privacy of their home.
Well, maybe later this year. I know there's at least one more protest show in us this year. Maybe later this year. But we've got more music and a little change of pace coming right up, so stick around.
Here we are, I in the Ivory Tower, inside Ivory Tower's radio archive. Let's see what we can find here today. Oh yes, here's show number 7.
I hear the train a-coming.
Remember, that was the late Johnny Cash. Oh, here's a nugget. Show number 9. Can't miss the Sex Pistols in that one. Not to mention Ozzy in the Metal Shop.
Watch out, Michael!
Oh, and here's a popular file. Yes, yes indeed, the Western theme show. But there's an easier way to find them than searching this overstuffed closet with me. Just go to http://public.box.net/ivory towers with a z radio. One more time, public.box.net/ivory towers radio. That's towers with a z. Check it out for the entire Ivory Towers archive.
Never ever doing things against our will. if you ever change your mind about leaving, leave behind. Baby, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Yeah.
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 I know I laughed when you left, but now I know I only hurt myself. Hey, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it all home to me. Yeah.
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 Money too. That ain't all.
That ain't all
I'll do for you.
Heaven,
if you bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it all home to me. Yeah,
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 yeah.
You know I'll always be your slave. Treat you right, but you stayed out, stayed out till night. But I'll forgive you. Bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it all home to me. Yeah.
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 Sneaking through the alley.
Sally Through the Alley, Robert Palmer on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. As we close out, a little funk, a little soul, and I hope Robert Palmer appreciates the company that he's keeping in that set. That, by the way, is from 1974. It's an Alan Toussaint song that Robert Palmer recorded in New Orleans with the Meters, the legendary Meters, composed of many members of the Neville family. We started out with two singers that we've ignored, as we've ignored so many here on Ivory Towers Radio. Curtis Mayfield, So In Love, from 1975. And the great Sam Cooke, Bring It On Home to Me, from 1962. And Rick, as an indication of Sam Cooke's genius and brilliance, that song was a B-side.
It's a great song. I know that we've played some Sam Cooke covers in the past. Is that really the first time we played Sam Cooke?
No, I think it might be the second time. I think we might have played Having a Party or the school song. The arithmetic song. You know which one I mean.
I know the one, but the title escapes me too.
But yeah, that was the B. In fact, that song was the Bring It On Home to Me was the B side to Having a Party.
I think we have played Having a Party. So, but we like Sam Cooke. Sam Cooke was always played in my house because it was a parental favorite.
Boy, we learn something about your family every time we do this show, don't we?
Well, not every time, but a few times we do sneak in a few things about the musical tastes of the Rockwell household, although these days the musical tastes are even wider ranging, although I will say for the time, early 60s, fairly eclectic tastes, some of the parents even started listening to some of the FM rock and enjoying it, believe it or not. So that wasn't the usual parental reaction to rock and roll. Usually it's turn that stuff off and turn it down in your room. My parents actually came in and engaged in conversation, believe it or not. So it's
I can't imagine your mom was a big Judas Priest fan.
No. Neither of my parents were Judas Priest fans, and the fact that my parents were willing to talk about other music probably drove me to heavy metal. Oh, they won't talk about this, will they? Well, I do want to make one note.
Yeah.
Since you were giving great credits on the Robert Palmer song, that album, and also that cut recorded with the late great Lowell George of Little Feet on slide guitar.
Exactly right.
I have to say, I love Lil George, and if there is an afterlife, he's up there jamming with Robert Palmer right now. And maybe Sam Cooke.
We can only hope. There's got to be a reward, right?
Yep, got to be a reward. Well, your reward, if you stick around, more good rock and roll coming right up.
A restless energy blows across the globe.
The desire for human rights.
Yet every day, people are tortured,
imprisoned,
executed, or disappeared.
Simply for their identity or their beliefs.
That's why Amnesty International speaks out.
To protect people's basic human rights.
To change the sounds of suffering.
To the sounds of freedom.
Call 1-800-AMNESTY.
It's your human right.
1-800-AMNESTY.
your cupcakes. It's a little secret, just the Robinson's affair. Most of all, you got to hide it from the kids. Coo-coo-coo-choo, Mrs. Robinson, Jesus loves you more than you will know. Oh, 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 God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, 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 hey. Sitting on a sofa on a Sunday afternoon, going to a candidate's debate. Laugh about it, shout about it, when you got to choose. Every way you look at it, you lose. Where have you gone, Joe DiMaggio? Our nation turns to lonely eyes to you. Woo, woo, woo. What's that you say, Mrs. Robinson? Joe and Joe has left and gone away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Sunken-eyed and all panic-stricken. Oh, dear Mabel,
boys and rock bands certainly do like to sing songs about the dangerous women who intrigue them. New music there from the Fratellis with Mistress Mabel. Track it down with us, Jeff. We heard about Mistress Mabel, we heard about Mrs. Robinson, and we also heard about Betty Lou. Getting out tonight, started off with Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, Rockin' Our House, and in the middle, the Lemonheads with a cover of Mrs. Robinson from the 1990s.
The Fratellis, of course, an Ivory Towers radio favorite, and I'm jealous you found that song and I didn't.
Well, no competition here, but I know what you like, and after all our a bit of downer commentary earlier in the show, I thought, well, both you and the audience need a little pick-me-up, and so that's my pick-me-up set.
Hey, I said the doctor of rock and roll is going to prescribe something to make us feel better, and if we didn't feel better after that, we're even more depressed than we usually are.
Indeed. Well, the prescription started with Mr. Cash, and you have to take all of these items in the proper order. Otherwise, this mix will not work for you. And so my colleague Dr. Siegel and I certainly are the doctors of rock and roll this week, and we want to make sure that you take all the dosages appropriately.
Hey, that was very good, by the way. I like that.
Since Dr. Johnny Fever is one of your heroes, I thought you might enjoy that.
Hey, listen, can I tell you, I'm also very jealous of some of the work you've done on the Ivory Towers blog this week.
Well, we have had a very musical week on the blog, maybe the biggest music week we've ever had on the blog. And so thank you for at least that compliment of sorts.
No, it is a compliment. And I'm also very jealous because you wrote you had a fine piece up today.
We did a piece today about one of your favorites from Texas, Carrie Rodriguez, who has a new wonderful LP. She Ain't Me, and I'm going to guarantee you're going to hear something from that in the next month, if not the next week here on Ivory Towers Radio. But look, if you're interested in the blog, and we also took a virtual tour of the Lollapalooza Festival in Chicago and a few other musical treats on the blog, you can find us at our new address, www.ivorytowers.com, and there's plenty on the website besides music. We also discuss politics, sports, film, and so much more. The new URL, one more time, www.ivorytowers, and that's Towers with a Z or a Zeta or a Z at the end, ivorytowers.com.
Hey, now it's time for Jeff's New Wave.
Judy says,
The Vibrators, Judy Says, Knock You in the Head on Jeff's New Wave on Ivory Towers Radio, because it is all about the music. It's a single from 1977. The Vibrators, never quite in the A-League of punk bands, just in that row beneath the Ramones and the Clash and so forth. But what's interesting, Rick, is that they're actually a version of the Vibrators is actually still recording and still touring and still playing music.
Some bands just have that longevity, even if they never broke through. But you're going to hear not just B-sides here on Ivory Towers Radio, but you're also going to hear those alternative bands, not just the headliners.
I can't decide on this song what I like best. The name, the title of the song, or the fact that they really don't play very well.
They're endearing.
That's the best way to put it.
Plus, as usual, as I said before, boys like to sing about women who intrigue them.
Exactly right. And I guess if you're a punker that getting hit in the head, hey, there's something to be said for that.
I guess more than a few punkers introduce themselves that way. They're just doing the appropriate punk dances would have done that.
Exactly right. Oh, I am going to have to take a deep breath after that song, because I spent so much of it laughing, because it was pretty funny that way.
Well, I'm going to have to stop pogoing now.
Okay.
And move into my mosh pit mode.
Caution. Now it's time for Rick's Metal Shop. We'll be right back.
the band that was built just for the Metal Shop, Metallica, with Ride the Lightning from 1984. And Jeff, I want to send that out special to Hayden Alfano, who is not just a fellow metalhead, but also one of the writers on the Ivory Towers blog. And Hayden's moving out to LA this week, and that's moving music for Hayden. So pack him up and good luck.
Now, as with all things West Coast, Rick, is there a special West Coast brand of metal?
Well, I think Metallica is West Coast metal. They may have started in California down the coast and then moved themselves up to San Francisco. So I guess they are the West Coast church of heavy metal. And many people, you will not believe this, want to divorce them from the church of heavy metal because they don't think that they have been true to the cause and fell off the bandwagon sometime in the mid-90s and became too melodic. And so...
A little too poppy there, weren't they?
Well, that's what some people thought. Not like the 1984 version, which was their... As you know, you love those 1980s hair bands and the way they dressed and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Metallica was the reaction against the hair bands to say, we're taking it back, and we're taking it back this way. And we are going to get mean and nasty. And some people will credit them with inventing or helping to invent thrash metal. And there's a great example. That's Hayden's favorite song.
Well, Hayden, have fun moving. I hope that you don't have to go through the Southwest where it's been 100 degrees more or less for the last month. But turn that Metallica up to 11.
Or 12, if your stereo will go that high. Another week in the books, my friend.
Thank you much, sir.
I think it's time for the Rock and Roll Doctors to check out Our Work Is Done. Play this prescription loud at 11 all the way through, no skipping.
Because if you don't follow the doctor's instructions completely, you'll never get any better.
That's true. So take the prescription, and thanks for listening to us on Ivory Towers Radio, where it's all about the music. For composer-announcer Michael Galelli, for my wonderful co-host in Dallas, Texas, I'm Rick Rockwell in Washington, D.C. Please join us again next time.